Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply, can you see the future? Can you see the future? Think about how large of a role the future plays in our everyday society. You turn on the television and watch the weather report to find out what the future weather is going to look like so you can know how to dress and prepare. In football and in professional sports, they draft players because they're betting on them to be great players in the future on their teams. If you go to a job and one of the most popular questions is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? If you go to a Chinese restaurant, it doesn't matter how good the food is, you're excited to get that fortune cookie because it tells you something about the future. Relationships are based on the future. If you think that there is a long-term opportunity in any relationship, you're going to stay. And if you don't, you're going to leave. In business, the future also plays a major role. I don't just mean projections and pro formas and business plans that say what you're going to do in a few years from now. No, I mean when you're building your team, if you keep the future formula in mind, it is going to tell you how to manage a group of individuals to keep them managed based on the future formula. Today, we're going to talk about the first three steps in our six-step process that we like to call the future formula, the keys that you have to keep in mind when you want to build an effective team, because it's all predicated on the future. The F in our future acronym simply reminds us that if you're building a team, you must consider their feelings. Yes, my friends and neighbors, their feelings are important. I believe it was Maya Angelou who said once that people will soon forget what you said, but they will never forget how you make them feel. My friends and neighbors, even though we like to say that feelings are overrated, I beg to differ, because everything we do in business as it pertains to building and developing strong teams, great customer relationships, you name it, it's all about how a person feels. You say, well, wait a minute, I've got a team and they're ambitious and they know the goals and they know what they're supposed to do. They should just go do it. It shouldn't matter how they feel. Well, remember, my friends, all of future, the first step in it is it's all about the feeling. How can I make a person feel better on my team? It's three simple ways. First, I have to take the time to help. People feel good when they know they have help. Have you ever moved to a new home or apartment and then had some friends come by to help you in that endeavor? You may not have paid them anything, but they just took the time on their weekend to help you move. They were unloading and lifting boxes, and it made you feel good to know you had those type of friends. Not only do you take the time to help, that's the same thing you got to do with your team. It makes your team feel good when you can sit in on their presentations, when you can hop on a three-way call, when you can introduce them to training classes, when they know that you're taking the time to help them, man, it makes them feel great. The other thing you can do to make them feel better, you can listen to them. You're going to have a future with your team and vice versa when they know and you prove to them that you care enough to listen. That's why you should begin every conversation you have with those on your team by saying, tell me something good that happened to you today, or what's on your mind today? I'd love to know what you're thinking. That all of those things invite them to feel better. Finally, encourage them. If you want to make them feel better, the best way to do it is through encouragement. If you say something good, people feel better. Say something bad and people feel worse. Oftentimes, our words of encouragement can be the fuel that helps a person make it from one day to the next, 1 week to the next, 1 month to the next. And guess what they're doing? Every time you're fueling them with your positive words, you're simply fueling their future. That U in our future acronym simply reminds us that everybody has to understand their role. If you're building a team, the key is they've got to understand their their role. Think about how much of our roles play, the biggest part that roles play in our relationships. Question that a couple that's dating are going to ask at one point. They're going to say, what are we? What do we have going on? If one thinks it's just a friendship and the other thinks it's something more significant, then we've got a problem because the roles are not clearly defined. In sports, if you ever watch a football game, the teams get in the huddle. When they break the huddle, everybody goes to their specific position. The quarterback knows where to go. The receivers and running backs know where to go. The linemen know where to go. And by the same token, your team must know where to go. We've got to be specific on the role they're supposed to play, the goals that they should be looking to reach. In corporations, they have orientation just to make sure everyone knows their role. That if you do this, you're fired. Do this, they write you up. Do this, this happens. The daily activity should be clearly defined. If they're working part-time, what should they do every day in order to achieve success and transition to full-time? If they're working full-time, what daily activities should they engage in? When people know their roles, then they feel more comfortable about their future because they can say to themselves, I can see myself doing this all the time, or I can see myself teaching somebody else how to do this. I can see myself getting better if I continue to do this. Now remember, your story of how you did it is not good enough in this particular example. When you're trying to teach a person to understand their role, specificity is the key. It's going to make sure they have a solid future they can count on. Then finally, my friends and neighbors, the T in our future acronym is we must get our team to think long term. Yes, my friends and neighbors, thinking long term is the key to them succeeding. Well, short term thinkers don't last. Our goal is to get them thinking long term. And you know, again, if a couple is dating, I've seen this happen many times where the lady will write down her name, and instead of putting her maiden name down, she'll put her future married name down. You know, when you see Johnny plus Jenny equals love forever. All of those things are long-term thoughts. Well, how do I get my team to think long-term thoughts? First, the conversations need to be about goals and vision. Goals and vision. When the conversation is goals and vision, then people think long-term and they forget about any present pain that they may be experiencing. When a woman is pregnant, obviously, of course, she's got a lot of reasons to be upset. Her clothes don't fit like they used to. Her cravings have changed. She's gained some weight in places she never expected to. However, when you can change the conversation and talk about the names of baby, the baby shower, the sonogram, and how much is the baby going to weigh, and what clothes are you going to get for the baby, when you start talking long term, then the pain of the present can be dealt with much easier. Your team is going to go present pain. It's inevitable. We all do. But in order to get them to make it through that and to the future, my friends and neighbors got to talk goals and vision. Listen, I wish we had time to complete this segment. We do not. However, if you enjoyed it, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute. Simply contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goal.